This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I just want to know how you feel. I want a love that's so proud and real. You make me want to go out and steal.
I just want to rent you.
I just want to
Thursday, November 12th, we missed 11-11-11-11.
What should we do? Should we just cancel this ep then?
To me, this is over, yeah. It's like, oh, it's a no for me, dog. Because it wasn't November 11th at 11-11.
So then what's the point of doing anything, I guess, if it wasn't November 11th at 11-11?
That was, and I'm glad that you asked that, because I was about to ask the exact same thing. I wonder if, yeah.
No, what were you going to say? You go.
My year? 60 seconds. Sorry, 120 seconds.
Your whole year?
Yeah, because it's 11-11, the minute of 11-11 on 11-11, a.m. and p.m.
And that's a year
for
you. No, I'm listening.
No, because you said it right. You said it best when you said, "Why? What's the point of doing anything if it's not 11-11 on 11-11?
Uh-huh. And then you said that's a year for you.
And yeah, because if that's the only time that you do anything.
Is a year.
The rest is hibernation.
You are asleep for...
364 days, yeah.
Well, basically 365, because you're just awake for a minute.
Okay,
do you do in that
that's
minute?
Actually interesting what you say. Yeah, because
well,
maybe
do
it's 365.
What
do I do for that minute?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's obviously like it's 365 days, like you said, of, you know, tension built up. So I gotta have to kind of self complete,
no,
explore
my
body
God.
In a way.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I only have 2 minutes to do it, so
yeah,
not even consecutive.
I hate this. Yeah, so that's awful. That's not absolutely not what I needed to hear today.
Okay.
What have you been up to? You're home.
I slept 12 hours last night.
Nice.
I fell asleep at 10 and woke up at 10. So that must have been necessary.
That's really early for you to fall asleep.
I know.
For you.
It really is. I don't know. Look, every time I come home, like going from Pacific to Eastern time is a nightmare and I have to do it way too often.
He's just bi-coastal. In a way. Oh my God. Imagine being a jet setter. It's like, me? I have to change time zones like nobody's business. I'm going hither and thither. I don't know which way is up, which way is down. I'll take a mimosa and a wet towel, please.
Hither and nither?
Thither.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hither and nither region.
Yeah, I'm bi-coastal if you count like the LA Concrete River and the Chagrin River. Because I'm nowhere near the ocean. On
and
either
that's what
side,
we do.
Yeah,
I do count.
What have
that
you been up
like...
to? Yeah, I just am back home for the holidays, and I have to quarantine in a guest bedroom for 2 weeks because you can't get tested in Ohio. Thanks, DeWine.
I woke up.
Okay, that's
I
one
said to
thing.
Myself, big stretch.
Really?
I said big stretch. Yeah, and then I guess that was it. And
that's it.
No.
Well, it is like 11:30 for you. It's like 1:30 for me.
But we're not here to talk about that. We are here. So we put out the call on our Patreon.
Patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff for those who want to contribute to review your topics and many other content.
And we got some submissions.
Some really
good
submissions.
And the one that we picked is Wigs. Thanks to Nikki Richards. We are talking about, obviously, Nikki, right? Obviously
Nikki Richards. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we've kind of had to memorize our VI podcast names. So when someone mentions a Patreon member who I haven't memorized, I'm like, oh, we have a new one. But no, Nikki's probably a day one.
So Jeff Talk to no me response. About wigs.
I'll just cut that out. Wigs.
You have to keep it now.
Talk
to me about wigs.
What's my experience with wigs? Is that the question?
I just said talk to me about them. Can be your experience or not. I just want you to hear you wax. I want to hear you wax wigs.
Wax wigs. Have you ever waxed a wig? So you buy the wig, you put it on, and then you kind of go, you know what? I think I'm going to wax this off. You're giving me nothing, man. I got to go with the fact that I maybe wore a wig for a Halloween costume of yore.
Okay. But,
you know, I don't know if you had this experience or if you did this in college, but in college, like, you know, I feel like women would just, like, wear wigs to parties, especially, like, frat parties when I was in a fraternity for, like, a semester. I don't know what the obsession is with, like, women needing to have pink, purple, or blue hair instead of their normal hair, but I saw women wear them all the time, even not Halloween. Like, this is, like, this will be a Saturday in March.
I never did that, but I understood it. It's fun. A wig is, like, a mask in a way.
Do people wear masks in March? That's, no, like, way weirder.
I mean, in the way that it's, like, it's, like, I don't know. It's, like, you put on different hair and suddenly it's like, oh, I can be different. It's fun. I get it.
It's fun. I guess I'm just jealous.
You can wear wigs.
I don't know if I can.
You can.
And it's not like a gender thing. It's more like I'm not the guy who can wear a wig.
Have you even tried?
That's interesting.
So no.
No, I haven't.
Huh. Well, that's
oh, that's cool.
Well, now that's something. That's something. Yeah. If you were to try a wig, which wig would you? Like, just one, okay, order a wig.
Sure.
Prep it while you're in quarantine. And okay. Then the day that you can finally be with your family, just walk in with the wig.
I might have to do that.
Don't say anything about it. Like, just don't comment on it at all.
So I walk in, it's like a pink bob. And then they're just like, Jeffrey, it's funny. I'm like, what's funny? And then I just stare at them for like an uncomfortable amount of time. And they're like, nothing. No, nothing's funny. You want to have lunch?
I love a wig. I wore a wig this past Halloween.
Yeah, you did.
Daniel and I were Chicago.
Yeah.
I think wigs are pretty amazing. I think they can be really fun. I think they are great for people who want to switch up different hairstyles, don't want to wear their natural hair.
People with bad hair.
Well, I mean, like, you know, that's why I'm suggesting you maybe get the bob.
I thought I liked my hair, and now I'm questioning. Because of that one comment. That one question. That one comment. That one comment's going to stick with me for the rest of the week is the only thing.
I wish I was the girl who wore like a pink bob to a party just because.
Well, you didn't get invited.
That wasn't the main reason, weirdly enough. The main reason is wig. They're hot. They get itchy.
Sure.
They get sweaty.
Okay.
But the feeling, oh my God, on Halloween, when I finally took that puppy off, the freedom,
that rush of air, that gust.
That rush of air. It is some good shit. There's nothing like taking a wig cap off. Woo!
You're dealing with some wig air gusty.
Wag, wag, wag. That's some wig air gusty.
There's some wigs in this house. There's some wigs in this house. No, that's the other thing. It's like, it's sweaty enough already going to a party or going to a Halloween party or going to whatever. How do people not get insanely irritated, itchy, sweaty, hot? Do they? Do they just power through?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know because, again, those parties I wasn't
privy to,
So it's like, I guess if I were there, if I could see how people were dealing with it, like, I'd have a better answer. But I'm waving through a window. So it's like... So I'm
starting to realize why you weren't invited to the parties. A Dear Evan Hansen reference on a Thursday after the most important election of our country's history. You've moved on so fast.
Waving. So I'm kind of standing outside with the Dear Evan Hansen cast and a pink bob. Like Christmas Carol style.
And you don't mean cast like the cast of the show is there? You mean you fell out of a tree just like Evan Hansen?
Well, also the cast is there.
Holy shit. They pushed you out of the tree.
I have the original Broadway cast of Dear Evan Hansen with me, and a cast, and a wig, and a hat.
So you're wearing a wig and a hat. I think we should do I almost said a hat party. We should do a wig party. Everyone has to wear / gets to wear a wig.
I have been to a wig party.
Okay.
It was fun.
When was it?
It's a couple years ago. It's the one party I was invited to.
Come on, let's like keep the energy up. Let's be fun. Let's do
I've
the
learned
improv.
To slam on the brakes before I even turn the key. Before I make the mistake. Before I lead with the worst of me. Give them no reason to stare. No slipping up while you slip away. I got nothing to share. No, I got nothing to say. Step out, step out of the sun if you keep getting burnt. Shall we take a break?
Let's sit in it for a second. Let's do it.
No,
what
I
that
need
was.
You to save me from myself.
Yeah, let's take a break. Marty.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen, 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 listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available?
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and I there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Seconds ago, you were ashamed. Now you're belting it.
Now I figure, hey, if I'm not invited to the party, I bring the party, all right? A karaoke Broadway extravaganza. My place tonight, 10 p.m. Everyone's invited. No test, no mask, no distancing. No.
Outside or?
Inside. It's cramped.
Yeah, it's going to be cramped.
We're in a guest half bath and we're what singing is that? Karaoke.
What do you mean? Just a toilet?
Yes. No shower.
No shower, no shaving room.
Jeffrey.
What, dude? Well, this is a review of, oh, here we go. It's again one of these Amazon things that is way too long.
I almost picked this one.
Okay, so are you ready for the title?
I'm ready.
V-C-K-O. V-C-K-O.
No.
Pastel wavy through a wig. Oh, oh.
Can't
pastel wavy wig. Pastel wavy wig with air bangs. Women's short bob, pink wig, curly wavy shoulder length pastel bob. Synthetic cosplay wig for girl. Colorful costume wigs. 12 inches
records.
Pink. Records. Records, LLC. Limited to.
The
limited.
Show.
So that's the title of it. And then this is a review from...
No, it cannot be.
This review is from Millennia H.
Millennia Halkin.
Millennia Halkin writes... It looks better on the mannequin than it does on me. LOL. I personally have a big head and a lot of thick hair that isn't straight. So I had to straighten my hair and put it up in a certain way to put it on. And it mostly just sat on top of my head.
It makes me, I'm imagining, like, did you ever watch America's Next Top Model?
No.
Okay, fair. But, like, in, like, some of the final, it's, like, I forget... Like maybe like final two or final three, but like their challenge is like go on a go-see, which is
a
like
what?
Going to all these a go-see. I think that's what it's called. go-see. And I think that's what it's called. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Anyone who knows that show better than I. But like, you know, these models would take their portfolios and they'd go to these different brands, and it's basically like a modeling audition of sorts. It's like you go and you share your portfolio and it's like, oh, should we put you on this campaign or not?
Yeah.
And imagining like, it's like an agent like being like, okay, Trent, we really need to get this Ralph Lauren deal. All right. We really, really need to get it. You are our top model it would mean a lot to this agency if you went out and booked this. We could really, really use this to boost our numbers, to boost our credibility, and we think you have just the right vibe for it. So we're going to send you out on a go-see to see them. How do you feel? Trent is also just like people look at him and faint because he's so handsome.
I don't know.
Trent, come on. Come on, Trent. You know how beautiful you are.
I don't know. My confidence is low. My confidence is low.
Trent, buddy, open the curtain to the window. Trent, look outside right now.
Yeah.
Look out onto the street.
Yeah.
Tap on the glass. A group of people look over. They burst into tears. Oh my God.
He's beautiful.
See, Trent, that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Look at that. Look at the effect you have on people. What do you mean your confidence is low?
I'm blind to it.
Trent, if I looked like you, I wouldn't need to have a job. I wouldn't need to run a boutique modeling agency.
I know. And thank you for saying that. But like, if I can be honest with you, Steve, it's a girl.
Oh, I'm in man. Love.
And
oh,
she doesn't
Trent,
even
buddy,
see
what
me.
Happened?
She doesn't even
see. Well, maybe because she's just blinded by how beautiful you are, Trent. Come on, tell Uncle Steve what happened.
I was at the farmer's market, right?
Oh, don't I know it.
There's this woman and she's selling jams.
Cut to the farmer's market. Okay, thank you so much. That'll be $5.25 for the blackberry. All right, have a good day. Hi, can I help you with anything?
Eyes. You're high?
I'm hot. No, I have chronic dry eyes, so my eyes are a little red. I'm not high.
No, your eyes are, I like them.
That's very nice. Thank you. So if you want to check out our jams, we have
I'll take them all. I'll take the lot of it.
Strawberry.
I'll take the lot of it.
You don't, come on. It's you don't have to do that.
Cash fine or?
Yeah, that'll be $785, but yes.
That's nothing to me.
Gives it to her.
Wow, thank you. This is incredibly generous. Enjoy the jam.
I'll
give you a stick of honey for free.
By myself?
I mean, I figured getting this for a party or...
Yeah. A party. Do you like those?
Who doesn't like a party?
Yeah. I love parties.
Do you want to...
Listen.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got to get my boyfriend.
Aiden.
Aiden, can you help?
Aiden,
do you have...
Aiden.
Do you have a car? Do you need help loading the jam into the car?
I walked here, so I might have to make a couple trips. God, yeah.
Aiden, honey, would you mind? Yeah, no, totally.
If only
babe,
I looked like Aiden,
absolutely...
right? If only I looked like Aiden.
Holy shit. You're
Aiden.
You're Trent Silverstein.
You're Aiden last name, her boyfriend.
I am. Wait, who's Trent Silverstein? Honey, you don't know who Trent Silverstein is, like the biggest male model right now. Oh, wow. Sorry, I'm not really into fashion. Or advertising.
Doesn't matter, you know, how many modeling gigs you get, because you'll never be Aiden.
Oh, right. I'm not a model.
I gotta go.
You know?
I'm Cut just, back.
Well, did you get your jam?
I left it on the table.
You bought $700+ worth of jam and you didn't even take it home?
I was flustered. You should have seen this guy.
What did he look like?
Have you ever seen Jason Segel in I Love You, Man?
Yeah.
He was like that, but shorter.
Dude, he's got nothing on you, buddy. You're like
he's
handsome Squidward in the
her.
Flesh. He's got her, but does he have a Ralph Lauren go see at 2 p.m. today? I don't think so. He's got jam.
All right, I'll go, and we'll see at the go see.
Cut to the go see.
All right, next. Can we please bring in... Oh, Trent Silverstein's coming in. Hello, Trent. So happy to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you just hand us your portfolio, that'd be great.
Here you go. Some of my newer stuff, so...
Opens it up. One of the assistants faints. Okay, and there goes Lisa. All right. You know, this must happen to you often, Trent. This must happen to you
yeah,
quite a bit.
It happens a lot. I'm desensitized to it.
So, I mean, your portfolio looks pretty great to us. I think all that we would ask is could you just kind of give us a little walk? Give us a little Ralph Lauren walk?
Can you just give me a second?
We have 30 more people waiting in the hallway, so we don't have that much time.
Okay. So just like a couple seconds.
Can you just
seconds.
Give us a little walk? Okay. I'll give you 5 seconds.
All right.
Five.
Okay, I got it. He goes to one end of the room, takes one step, and just collapses. Ah, I forgot how to walk. I'm so in love.
Okay. There we go. All right. I'm going to need... Yeah, get on the phone. Hey, Steve. Oh, hey. hey, Naomi, what's going on? Did you see my boy Trent? I see Trent. Trent is collapsed on the floor of the studio right
jams.
Now. Jams. Yeah, he's just saying jams over jams. And over. That's all he's saying is just jams. Oh, I know what this is about. All right, well, I'll come scrape him up and we'll be on our way. Cut back to the office. So you blew the Ralph Lauren deal.
I got the Ralph Lauren deal?
No, absolutely not.
This is just what
Trent,
I needed.
We gotta figure this out. Who is this girl? Why is she so important to you?
She's incredible to me to have. And so because of that, I can't do anything.
She just sold you jam.
I tried to eat cereal this morning, and I scooped it up and fed it into my eyes. I don't know how it happened, but I was full after it.
Knock, 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 knock.
Hello?
Hi, this is Amber. I'm from Jimmy Jam's from the Farmer's Market. I'm looking for Trent Silverstein. Oh, yeah. He's
not
funny
here.
Funny enough, he's right here.
He's funny
oh,
enough
no,
not
hi.
Here.
Oh, hi. No, you're him. I see
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
I have a cart of the jam that you left at my stall the other day. I mean, I couldn't let you just pay for all of that. And I wanted to bring it to you. And, you know, I don't know anything about you other than my boyfriend knows you're a model. So he pointed me towards your agency. Trent?
Passes
are
out.
You going to say thank you? God, Trent. Oh, my God. Is he okay? Yeah, no, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. Just, do we need to take him to the hospital? No, this happens to him.
Oh, I forgot
there
how to
he
breathe.
Is. There he
I forgot how to breathe, Steve.
Got how to breathe? Yeah, he's, can I be honest with you, Amber? Amber's your name? Yeah, Amber. He,
Steve, I've got
he's
this.
He's developed a little.
I've got this.
Are you sure?
She gets up on one knee, takes out a full cantaloupe, breaks it in half, takes out a seed. Will you marry me?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
What is happening? Trent, buddy, come on. We talked
oh,
about the
I forgot how to. I forgot how to propose. Gotta be
Trent.
Me.
Aiden comes in. Hey, babe, you ready? Ready to go?
Oh, Aiden.
Yeah.
There he is. Look at this guy.
Holy shit. You really do look just like he said. What did he say about me? He said you look like Jason Segel from I Love You Man, but shorter. Yeah, I get that a lot, actually. I do get that all the time.
I'm trying to cry, and I don't know how.
Trent, buddy, from one fan to you, you don't need to cry when you're that beautiful, all right? If only I could look like you.
Come on.
I wouldn't be in the jam game with this jammy dame. Aiden, what the fuck are you talking about? No, babe, it's just like, come on. If we all looked like this guy, we wouldn't have any problems. If we all looked like him.
Aiden, if I looked like you, my biggest problem would be solved. You know what I mean?
What's your biggest problem?
Heartache.
Oh, man. Oh, my God, dude. Come on. You can't be swimming in models and bottles.
I don't want models and bottles. I want your girlfriend.
What?
Sorry,
what?
I forgot how to be cordial.
Come on, Trent. I'm so sorry, you guys. Maybe you should go. Trent
Aiden,
really just
you
isn't
stay.
Feeling at his best today. I should stay? What do
I need to learn how to be? Can you teach me how to be you so that I can have your betrothed?
We're not engaged, and I don't feel that this is fair for you to be. No, totally. I mean, like,
yeah, totally.
Amber's great.
Amber's
but,
great.
Like,
so, like,
if I have your life.
If I have Aiden's life. Sorry, I'm trying to, like, figure out how you talk.
Life.
I'm trying to figure out how you talk.
A year later, Aiden's walking the runway at Ralph Lauren.
Everybody's fainting left
this
and right. He's
dream.
So average looking.
That's right. That's right.
Trent and Jam Girl are in the audience just like applauding.
Woo! Woo! Go Aiden!
Morgan Freeman narrating. Well, that's right. Aiden became the superstar model he always wanted to be. And Trent, why? Well, he got the girl. I guess you're probably wondering about Steve. Why, well, Steve, he blew up in a fire accident.
A fire accident?
In a way.
He blew up in a fire accident.
Oh, Steve, he blew up in a fire accident.
And Steve, why? Well, Steve blew up in a fire accident.
What?
Okay, here we go. One time, no thought. I'm sending you a picture.
Okay.
I've just texted it to
oh
you.
Oh, my God. Where did you find this?
You.
We'll have to Instagram these.
It's, okay. FVCENT, all caps. Short, straight, black Vincent Vega wig from Pulp Fiction wigs with one bolo tie ellipses. So comes with the wig and a bolo tie.
Of course.
Ellipses.
So yeah, it is supposed to be John Travolta's character in Pulp Fiction.
Absolutely. And I picked this one because I'm thinking like, I see a lot of people being Mia from Pulp Fiction
sure.
with like the black wig and all that
sure.
thing. And I looked up Pulp Fiction wig but then I didn't expect to see the John Travolta character wig available online right next to it. And I think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That not only the wig, but it's like the only way that you'd know it's his character is that it comes with the bolo tie.
$5 for a milkshake? Seems expensive for just a shake. Okay. There's no booze in this?
Here we go. A 5-star review from Laura W.
Wig.
Laura Wig. Laura Wig, 5 stars, great value. Exactly like picture and description. Unfortunately, we had a change in plans and I need to return the wig.
Okay, so nothing was wrong with the wig. And how many stars was it?
5 stars.
Okay, good, good, good.
But they had a change in plans. And I am dying to know what happened so that they couldn't even keep the wig, use it for another time, that they weren't even, like, even if they changed their Halloween plans, that they, like, weren't going to keep it for something else, that they fully returned the wig based on a change in plans.
Laura, are you ready to go? I got my wig on. You know, you always do this.
Sorry, Nathan, I need 5 more minutes. I'm just trying to figure something out right now.
What are you figuring it out?
Nathan, please, I really can't think with you yelling through the bathroom door right now. It's driving me crazy.
What are you even doing in there?
Listen, okay, don't be mad. I'm going to open the door, and I know you're dressed as Vincent from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, $5
shave. I know it's supposed to be Mia.
$5 for a shave?
But
sorry, I've been perfecting my line. I'm going to walk
know,
in.
I know, and you sound so good, honey.
Thank you.
There's been a change in plans.
What?
I'm so sorry that I'm leaving it so last minute, but you can still be Vincent on your own.
But you were going to be Mia.
I was going to be Mia. I'm going as one of the girls from Euphoria now. I'm so sorry. I just, you know, I see our daughter and all her friends dressing up like them, and I thought, wow, those colors are adventurous. Those outfits are stylish, and I don't know, it makes me feel young again. Is that too crazy? Oh, don't cry. Nathan, don't cry, please.
I have been looking forward to this for...
I know.
For 5 months for a costume?
Fuck. But look, the wig looks so great on you. It has the widow's peak and everything.
It doesn't mean anything anymore.
Oh, Nathan, come on. Don't say that.
You've soured today. Takes it off.
No, don't take it off. Don't take it off. Nathan, come on.
Puts it back in the box. Tapes up the box. Shipping label,
and
put back
doing?
In the box.
Nathan, we're going to Tia's Halloween party in 10 minutes.
And guess who I'm going to be? A sad dad.
Cut to the party. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Laura and Nathan. I'm so glad you guys made it. Oh, thank you so much, Tia. Your home looks so beautiful, so spooky. Oh, I know, doesn't it? Hank just loved putting up those big spiders on the front door. Some of the little kids got scared. They thought, oh, that's a big spider. And I said, it's not real. But there was actually a real spider underneath it. So that did get a little scary. But anyway, oh my God, are you one of those Euphoria? Look at those. Oh my God, look at that eye makeup. Yeah. And my daughter did it for me. You know, it's kind of new. All these kind of bright colors on my eyes. Didn't know what to do. I know, I could tell. You look so good. And Nathan, are you some little bolo tie? Are you some kind of cowboy?
I'm a sad dad.
Well, he was supposed to be Vincent.
We were supposed to be Vincent and Mia from Pulp Fiction. It only works as a couple's costume. Where's the drinks? Where are the drinks?
Oh, the drinks. Well, we got. We got a spooky spiked cider on
right,
the table
go
over
that.
There.
Cut to him over by the spider. There's like 4 other guys dressed as sad dads, but they're really just halves of costumes and their wives change. The other half of the room is filled with women dressed from characters from Euphoria.
What are you guys dressed up as?
I mean, well, I was going to be Homer Simpson, but my wife wanted to be Cassie from Euphoria.
Shoot,
I don't really know
same.
What that means.
I can't believe this.
I was supposed to be Peter Griffin from Family Guy, and then my wife wanted to be Zendaya. I don't know her name, from Euphoria.
Yeah, I was supposed to be a truck driver, and she was supposed to be my truck. But now she's dressed as the mother from Euphoria. I don't know her name. The one who hosts all the parties. The one who's cool. Sydney Sweeney's character. I watch the show. I'll admit, guys, I do watch the show. It's very good.
Oh, that's nice. So do you think the women look accurate to the to the show.
Yeah, they look good, but what do we look? We're just a bunch of, I'm just as a sad dad. I'm just as a sad dad, too. Wait a second. Are we all sad dads? Are we? I think we're all sad dads. Hey, sad dads! They all cheers with the cider.
Sad dads!
Sad dads!
We're Sad Dads Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, that's actually really good. Hang on. Puts on Sgt. Pepper's.
Write it down. Just from an iPhone speaker.
All right, all together.
Sad Dads Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yes.
Yeah, I can get into it. Oh, okay. I see we got a little party going on over here. What you guys doing? Oh, playing some Beatles. We got Monster Mash in the main room, but this is kind of nice too.
Yeah, we're actually having a really good time over here by ourselves. So,
Nathan, honey, I'm ready to go whenever you are. I know you didn't really want to. What are you talking about? You don't, no, sorry.
We had a change of plans. We had a change of plans. I had to return a wig. It was a whole thing. But I'm actually having a great time. So, yeah, if you want to go home, you can go home, but I'll meet you there.
No, I mean, I guess I can stay a little longer. You're having fun now?
Are you not having fun with the Euphoria women? Cut to the other side of the room. The Euphoria women are all kind of, like, pissed.
It's just like, there's doubles of us, so.
I mean, it's just like, there can't be two rooms.
I was supposed to be rude. I was for sure going to be rude.
I
kind of said I was going to be rude.
I mean, I knew you said you were going to be rude, but then you were like, I might also not be rude.
I never said that. Like, I think you're projecting because you said, I think I remember you saying that you weren't going to be rude.
As soon as I said that I might not be rude, you're like, oh yeah, I might not be rude either. You said I might be Jules. And so then I said, okay, then you can be Jules. I can be rude.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a Maddie. So you would have been a great Maddie. And you know, I don't know why, because you're being a little batch.
It fucking excuse me. Are you calling me a batch?
I'm calling you a batch.
You're 55 batch. Years old and you're calling me a batch.
You're 56 years old and you're being called a batch. So maybe you should check yourself.
Don't even fucking start with me, Linda. I swear to God.
I will go ape shit on your ass right now.
Ladies, what's going on over here? Are we fighting on the spookiest day of the year? What's happening? Sorry, Tia. It's just there were doubles tonight, double costumes, and I think we all just didn't really expect that. I think we all wanted to be the belle of the ball.
I think everybody followed the plan except for you.
There's one lone mom in the back dressed as Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Well, I kind of was hoping to be belle of the ball.
What'd you say? They all turn and look at her.
Sorry, nothing. It doesn't matter. They're the only, her and her husband are the only people dressed as a couple's costume. He's the Beast next to her. Yeah, I mean, we're having a great time. I mean, I thought our costumes would be a hit. Yeah, we really thought we'd be the Belle and Beast of the ball.
There's no such thing as the Beast of the ball.
Yeah, honey, I love you, darling. You know, Shannon, you are such a doll, but there really is no such fucking thing as the Beast of the ball.
Leave.
You're gonna have to go. Oh my God, fine. Fuck this. I'm fucking out of here. I'm fucking done with all you bitches. This is unbelievable. Year after year, I come with the best costume with my husband, Jason. And Jason and I, we really put
all the dads are like on this like little stage area. All right. They take like a little microphone. All right, guys. Happy Halloween, obviously. We did come up with a little ditty. We wanted to show it to you wives over there.
Guys, what are you doing right now? What the fuck is going on?
Wait, why are Belle and the Beast leaving? No, stay. You're gonna want to hear this. All right, here we go. A one, a two, a put it anywhere.
Sad Dad, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah. Sad Dad, Lonely Hearts Club Band. Everyone now. Sad Dad's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yeah, that's what our band is called.
Police, open up.
Oh, God. Everyone, hide the hooch. Everyone, go upstairs right now.
Why do we have to hide the hooch? You're in our 50s.
Sorry, I just got transported back to my high school days. All right, we can all stay down here. We're all adults. Yes, hello. Happy Halloween, officer. What's going on?
Yeah, sorry. We got reports of tween-age-looking girls in wigs dressed from a popular show about teens also partying. So.
Oh, my God. They think we're tweens. Yes, officer.
What's that? Who's talking?
I'm a 16-year-old. I'm 16 years old.
All right, you're
going
to
want to
come
down
with us.
It?
You're coming with us.
Wait, no, sorry. No. I'm 58. Please don't.
Yeah, tell
us
to the judge.
I am 58 years old.
Puts it in the car.
Tia, help. I'm sorry, darling, but your skin looks too good.
Sad.
Jesus.
In the background.
No.
Sorry, what's
Nathan,
that song?
Can you please stop
what is that
singing
song
right now?
Oh, it's nothing. We just have a little. We have a live band who decided to perform tonight, but they were just finishing. They were just finishing.
Do you mind if we take a look inside?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
They step inside.
Sad Dad, Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah. What is that? That's music to my ears, actually.
Officer, it's just our band we created tonight. Yeah, officer.
Yeah,
our
officer.
Wives kind of
our
fucking
wives
ditched
actually
us.
Kind of fucking ditched us. Sorry, I was following your lead. I thought you were singing.
Our wives dressed up as the characters from HBO's hit show Euphoria.
Wives? How old are you guys?
Yeah, you never ask a man his number.
What?
You know the old saying, it's like, hey, never ask a man his number.
His number or his age? How many people have you slept with?
Sad Dad.
Lonely Hearts Club Band. Yeah. I've only slept with my wife in my life.
Yeah, that's Tim. Tim has only slept with his wife in his life. Officer, we really don't mean any harm. Yeah, officer, we really don't mean any harm. We're just...
No, you guys are all clearly middle-aged. All right, we're going to go. We can let you're fine. You're good to go. Come back.
What a rush. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was crazy. Tim, did you see that? They thought I was... Honey, they thought I was 16. They literally thought I was 16 years old. Can you believe that, sweetheart?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, I can believe that.
Officer, if you want to stay and party with us, we're just going to be drinking some of that spooky cider.
Yeah, we're on active duty, so...
No, we get it. We get it. You can head out. No one wants to party with the fogies, the old fogies.
No, that's not
we
it.
We get it.
That's... You know what? All right, we'll take a glass. We'll take a glass. Hey, not all cops are bad, am I right?
Yeah, I don't know.
We beat up minorities earlier.
Yeah, you should go, actually.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're for sure going to go. Hey, so what about this? What about Sad Cops, Lonely Hearts Club? We're fine.
Door slams in his face.
Should we do our last segment?
Yeah.
This shook me all week long.
What's been shaking me is I did yoga yesterday. I used to do yoga.
Me too.
Like, there was a summer I did it once a week, and it was great. But I think I talked about this in our hot yoga episode, because it was hot yoga, and I always just left feeling, like, good, but I think worse, because if it wasn't hot, I would have felt better. So, yeah, just trying, like, some at-home flows and on the day. Going to try and do it at least once a week. My friend Molly led me through it. She's a yoga certified yoga teacher. And then while I'm at that, I'll just plug her jewelry business. She makes cool handmade jewelry. Her Instagram handle is at Moonchild Relics. So I know she's trying
That's
to
awesome.
She just put new pieces up there. So shameless plug for that.
Nice.
If you like kind of like hippie-ish jewelry and accessories, this is the place for that. There's like, you know, intentioned crystals and stuff involved as well, which is kind of my jam.
What shook me?
Sure.
I'm glad you asked.
Every week, yeah.
My mom is incredible at backgammon. And she's like, it's...
at backgammon.
She's been playing for years. And it is like, she is the backgammon queen. And so because I'm hanging with my family, we all get tested. And so I'm able to hang with them for the week, which is really nice. Whenever I'm with her, we play... If I'm with her and we're not distancing from each other and we get tested and hang, we play backgammon together. And for a while, like when she taught me, I lost very poorly because she's been playing for a long time. But she knows all of like the certain moves. It's like, you know, if you get a 6 and a 5, she's like, oh, that's a move. And it's like she just knows it so well if she can do it really quickly.
Yeah.
And we had... we usually do best 3 out of 5 if we play. And the other night... And sometimes it's like, if any of you have ever played backgammon, like, have you ever played backgammon, Jeff?
I've stared at the board.
It's really fun. But, okay, so basically it's like some games, so you're basically trying to get all your pieces around to one side of the board and the other person's trying to get them all the way around to the other side of the board.
Okay.
And, but you can like take other people, kind of like chess or checkers in a way. You can take people and, anyway, it's more rules than that. But yeah. That's the
in layman's terms.
Conceit of the game. And... sometimes like you're able to get around the other person really quickly. So then it just becomes about like who gets better dice rolls to get to the end. It's just a numbers game. And it's like, you know, if you get better dice then you win. But then a lot of the time it's about strategy of like, you know, can you set up your defense? Then can you set up, you know, like oh, I can take you this way, da-da-da-da. So we played a couple games that were just numbers.
Yeah.
But then we played one game that was a perfect mix of, like, strategy and then, like, both of us getting doubles, but then, like, getting each other in and out. And it was like the fucking Super Bowl of backgammon. And usually it's, like, watching other people play backgammon is not very exciting. But, like, we had both of my stepbrothers and my brother's girlfriend, like, sitting around watching this game. Being like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We should get double two. And it was, like... It got so intense.
And you haven't spoken to your mother in days.
We have not spoken in days because I beat her. It's fine. I'm okay. Haven't talked to Daniel in months.
Yeah, in months. So you broke up.
In months. No. We're still together. It's just
a bad situation.
The whole backgammon of it all.
Bad gammon situation.
It's a bad game.
Well, you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. And you can follow the show. You guys know where to find it. If you care. And
you can follow Jeffrey James at I'm Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Don't Play No James on Twitter.
And you can subscribe to our Patreon if you would like to vote on future review episode topics, as well as get access to sketches, old review ad reads, Q&A live streams, VIP Zoom parties at the higher tier, Patreon exclusive merch, etc. The list goes on and on. You can check out all of those perks at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff. If you are a VI podcast, we have a Zoom party coming up this Friday, November 20th. Join us for that. We moved it to a Friday this time in hopes that some more of our international patrons might be able to join. If not, we'll see about trying to record it and upload that as well for those who missed it. So if you're not a patron and would like to be a part of that, subscribe at the $20 price. And if you're at our lower tier and would like to be a part of that, be sure to upgrade before this Friday and so that you can join in on the fun.
Yeah.
And that being said, let's thank our VI podcasts.
Special thanks to our VI podcasts, Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea,
Agent Michael Skarn,
Alex McCullough,
Alex Watts,
Alex Witt,
Alton Burkholder,
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell,
Anthony Amadeo,
Austin Boston Charleston Chuston,
Bagadoo,
Bob Buell,
Brad Hild,
Brendan Metz,
Cameron Bradley,
Chasten Bales,
Chris Forgash,
Christian B,
Connor Finnegan,
Daniel Bonnie, so,
Daniel L. Hodson,
Dr. Eags,
Elliot Sloma,
Eric Crust,
Fancy Octopus,
Garrett Glasbergen,
Jeff Hodgson,
Hallie,
Holly,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jackson Hansel,
Jackson Martin,
Jacob Kachuk,
Jake Radiff,
Jake Ullman,
Jamie Poncia,
Jared,
Jason Araya,
Jesse Tipton,
Jonah Sanchez,
Josh Tischler,
Caleb Luster,
Katie Ross,
Kevin Sunt,
Colby Hollis,
Kerwin,
Cokehead.co,
Christian Barron,
Lauren Malang,
Malik,
Mark Priest,
Mark Spaulding,
Matt Box,
Matthew Lizama,
Michael Eback,
Michael Field,
Michael Rowland,
Nate Porteous,
Nicolaj Biergard,
Noel Samudo,
Nolan Murphy,
P.
Phoenix McVernon,
Robert Fridge,
Sabrina,
Sam Adams,
Sam Lorente,
Sarah Kildiff,
Space Ant,
Spencer,
Stefan,
Stephanie Cass,
TR Ghoul in the City,
The Goose,
Theodore Geisen,
Will Bussey,
Will Phillips,
Xander Madsen,
Yarrow Edie.
So thank you guys so much for supporting us at the highest level. We can't wait to hang out with you guys this Friday, again, November 20th, for our next VIP Zoom party.
It's going to be soy fun.
Soy fun. We'll see you guys again next week. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Review Review. Tell your friends. Also, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts if you want. Do it all if you want or don't. You don't have to.
But it does help us out. It'd be great.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
Bye. Chi.
That was a HeadGum Original.